take a moment. I think we can just stay in this meditative posture. I'll just start leading the meditation now. Invoking the inner friend, let your body relax. Whatever position you're in, it should be a position where you really can be comfortable and can let the body completely relax. Welcoming the body and welcoming your mind and all all of your thoughts, all of your worries, all the little ones. Let the body relax in that welcoming. Whatever perceptions are taking place in your mind, whatever thoughts or emotions that might be just welcome them. There's a lot of love in welcoming. To truly welcome a person means you're happy to see them, you want them to be with you. I'm so glad you've come. To truly welcome. To truly welcome your stress or your short-temperedness. Welcoming means, in that case, it's okay, you can be with me. It's not that you want to be short-tempered or that you want to be stressed. But you find yourself being that way. And you can be working on it. I'm working on my short-temperedness. Or my irritability toward my partner. I'm working on it, but I continue to do it. So that part of you, those parts of you that you're working on, sometimes unsuccessfully, welcome those parts. You, it's okay, you can be with me. I trust you. I know that you're working on these things. It'll be okay. You just keep trying. Don't worry about it. Your goodness is in your working on things like that. Your goodness is not in your success. It's in your working on it. If you are unkind to others, your goodness is in not wanting to be unkind and working on it. It's not in your success. The success is nice, but your goodness is not about your success. to welcome all of those parts of yourself and see if you really do own and can own your own goodness, to really trust and respect. Your goodness, to trust the goodness of your aspirations. And to feel the blessing and the punya of that. It's a grace. Gently focus on your own presence. Just notice what we mean by self-evident, that your being is self-shining consciousness. No one needs to light me up like the sun. I simply am known without a knower. I am known in and of myself. The knownness is my own nature as consciousness. let the knownness, the self-evident, self-shining nature of me, let it as though move out and penetrate, for instance, the body. Notice that the body is known. Let the body continue to relax. Notice your own knownness, consciousness, self-evident me. And now notice the knownness of the body. The knownness, which is the self, is enjoyed by the body. The being, which is myself, this being that I am, my own amness, my being. Is the being of the body. This self-evident being that is me. Just think me, focus on me. Me, this conscious being that I am. This being, this amness that is me, is the being of the body. The amness that I am is self-evident. My being is self-evident. No one need light me up. The self-evident nature of me is consciousness. My being is consciousness. My being is self-evident. Means my being is consciousness. Just be yourself, your self-evident being that makes me me, that is me. let that being as though spread out to your body. It enjoys the self-evident me also. It's not away. The body is not away from that. And then let it as though spread out into the environment, all the sounds and feeling sensations outside of the body. It also is not away from your self-evident being, me. Continue to relax. Any thought you have is not away from self-evident being. Any emotion, not away from me, self-evident being. Gently focus on your own presence. Try to get right to the core of me, this very personal me. As you're focusing just gently on yourself, this very personal me, you will know what we mean by self-evident being. Those are just words pointing to me. But to see what those words actually mean, just focus on your own being. When you say the word me, you see where And just see where that lands. When you say me, where does that word land? Who does it point to? In terms of when we're pointing toward our deepest, our most essential nature, just the conscious being that I am, still, that can be abstract in my mind. So to make it, to bring it home to what it's actually referring to, say the word me, I, where does it land? What is it pointing to when you say me? Just let that word keep pointing. So I start to recognize, ah, that is me. This is me. And put your mind, your focus there. Mind just gently focuses there, where your own presence becomes dominant. No other types of thoughts are competing with your own being. They're all, in fact, gently focusing only on you. Body relax. Let the mind relax. Let your own presence become more to the forefront. As your mind relaxes into you. The mind is relaxing into its own being. Like the pot is relaxing into the clay, you're relaxing into the Atma, into yourself. just to deepen the focus a little bit more. We'll do a little bit of pranayama to whatever degree you can, what I would like is for you to take 20 breath cycles. To a count of four, inhale. To a count of four, exhale. Not taking any pause in between. Just an inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, for 20 times. And then after that, we'll do an inhale to a count of four. Hold the breath for a count of four. Exhale for a count of four. Hold the breath for a count of four. Just gently do that just to absorb the mind a little bit more. You can use the breath, the ingoing and outgoing breath, almost as a mantra. Japa mantra, always breathing into your own being. Exhale from your own being. Inhale. Exhale. Just go ahead and try that. Keep moving your focus toward your own presence. Letting any other experiences kind of fall into the background. Feel more and more you're just being yourself with the mind absorbing into you. You're just being yourself, the very center of all experience. Feel that center, which is me, expanding. As though I am all there is. You can use your breath to help keep you focused, breathing into your own being and exhaling from your own being, yourself, the very center, me. You can position that focal point where you place yourself, right in the third eye, right between the eyebrows. There's an energy center there that's sometimes helpful. Just place yourself there in reference to the body. You be there. You are there. Me, my own self. Notice, let the mind notice you. What are you like? Just you, your own simple, beautiful self. If it feels right, you can move your position, your sternum, up to right above your head, that energy center right at the top of your head. Just place yourself there. If that's appropriate and comfortable for you, just be yourself. bring your mind to yourself, gently focus on this very personal me, your own presence, located on that third eye or above your head, wherever, whichever sthanam feels comfortable. Focus on your own being, this me, and be yourself, the Buddha, focusing on you. Simple presence that is you, so intimately known, it's not something new. You're just not used to just being with yourself as you are without being with yourself through the lens of your mind or your body. We're just being me, just this conscious being that I am. Throughout the day, be yourself. Let the Buddha continually check back in and recognize, ah, I'm here. I'm still here. No matter what the thought is, no matter what the emotion is, no matter how engaged you are in whatever you're doing, see if you can notice, ah, I'm still here. Nothing is happening to me. Exactly as I am now, I'm still here. Nothing is covering me. Throughout the day, if you'll do it 100 times today, just bringing your mind back, noticing I'm always here as I am. No matter what the thought, no matter what the environment, no matter what the emotion, I am always here, untouched. Exactly the same. Om Shanti.